a few people be saved? This is the question in today's gospel. This question is still being asked today. To understand this conversation between Jesus and the crowd, it is helpful to add some of the context from today's gospel in St. Luke. We know from the Old Testament that Jewish people are the original chosen people of God. Jews believed that only they could live in full communion with God. During Jesus' time, this belief that all Jews would gain salvation was being challenged by a group of Jewish religious elites called the Pharisees. The Pharisees taught that the path to heaven was through a strict interpretation of the law of Moses and burdensome daily ritual practices. This led them to believe that very few people would get to heaven. In contrast to Jesus' time, we live in a modern day culture that tells us that everyone is going to heaven. We are told God loves us too much to allow us to go to hell. We are falsely assured that good morals and being a nice person are the only things we need to go to heaven. Jesus makes it clear today, there is a heaven and there is a hell. He also makes it clear that we must do our part to get to heaven. We, like the people in the crowd 2,000 years ago, want to know who is right, the ancient traditions, the Pharisees, or our modern culture. In Jesus' answer, he does not say only a few will be saved, as the Pharisees taught, nor does he say strictly all will be saved, as today's popular culture teaches. Instead of offering guarantees, Jesus answers the more important question of how we as individuals can achieve salvation by cooperating with God's grace. He tells us we must strive to enter through the narrow gate. Jesus is clearly telling us to take action, to strive. We must strive to enter heaven. Through a deep personal relationship with Christ, who is the narrow gate. According to Sherry Waddell in her book Forming Intentional Disciples, only 48% of Catholics think it is possible to have a personal relationship with God. Just 60% believe in a personal God, and among Catholics in their 20s, that number drops down to 40%. Even if they did believe, perhaps it wouldn't matter, because 62% of Catholics have indicated they seldom or never share their faith out loud. The fact that our God is a personal God is at the heart of our Christian faith. In today's gospel, we are told it is not enough to have eaten with Jesus or heard him on the streets or even at church. A casual, convenient, superficial relationship with Christ is not enough. We cannot claim to be Christians if we do not strive to have a growing, healthy, personal relationship with him. Jesus tells us today, and many other places in the gospel, that lukewarm Christians will be told at the gate of heaven, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers." If this gospel message makes us a little uneasy or uncomfortable, we are in good company. This is Jesus' purpose. He wants to shake us out of our own false sense of security, just like he disturbed the Jewish people of his time. It is not enough to just be members of God's chosen people. He wants us to ask a new question. What can I do to further my personal relationship with Christ? I would join the church in suggesting three main areas to begin: repentance, a regular daily prayer life, and following the example of the saints. The first area is the confession of our sins. Since our sins are what separate us from the love of God, it is vital that we as Catholics go to the sacrament of reconciliation on a regular basis. It is easy, it is convenient, especially here at St. Mary's, and most importantly, it puts us back in right standing with our God. The consequences of sin are seen in today's gospel. Our sin separates us from God and prevents us from being able to fully accept His salvation and His grace. Without this merciful grace, we will find ourselves standing outside the door, wailing and grinding our teeth. The second thing we can do is to improve our prayer life. If you haven't already, set a time each day to pray. Literally talk to God like you would talk to your best friend. He wants to share in our struggles, in our successes, in our pain, and in our joys. Begin with 5 to 10 minutes each day. Set it aside right now. This is the average time of a snooze alarm, the time it takes you to bathe each day, and the amount of time we might spend drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. You could even pray while you drank the cup of coffee. We should all strive to advance our daily prayer slowly, with the goal of trying to make everything we do, our whole life, a prayer to God. Finally, we should study the lives of the saints. The church, in all her wisdom, has given us a great many examples of the lives that were spent in faithful service to the gospel message. Men and women, young and old, rich and poor, saints are people just like each and every one of us, who had to overcome their own faults, doubts, and fears, yet with the help of God, they have been welcomed into His heavenly banquet. By studying and imitating their lives, we will become more like Christ. We also should take hope in the fact they are interceding for us each and every moment. We know that we cannot achieve salvation on our own. Salvation can only be obtained through God's grace. But we also know that we must strive to imitate Christ in our daily lives. We do this in order to prepare our hearts and minds to receive the bountiful grace He wants to give each and every one of us. St. John of the Cross, a 16th century Carmelite friar, reminds us that the weakness that keeps us from entering into heaven does not come from God's unwillingness to give us His grace or open the doors for us. Rather, our inability to get to heaven comes from our own sinfulness, our unwillingness to prepare our hearts and souls for that unlimited mercy that Christ has gained for each one of us on the cross. We can lock the door to heaven from the outside by our own sin and hard-heartedness. Let us strive, therefore, to swing open the door of our hearts to Christ's love through prayer, repentance, and by imitating the example of the saints. As we prepare to receive the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, May we all strive to develop a deep, loving relationship with Jesus Christ. By doing so, let us pray that God will recognize us as his children and welcome us with open arms into his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.